Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
Listening to the show.
You're listening live to the 2012 Internet Radio Show. Now, I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Again, thank you for listening to the show. Have a great show set for you today. The call-in number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. Again, that number is 818-301-5834. Lock it in, and don't forget it. You can pull it up on your phone at any time. Lock it in as Frank's Radio Show. Essentially, that's what it is. It's my radio show. And here's the deal, guys. I promote the show on Twitter and Facebook. So if you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. And if you have a Facebook account, you can follow the show on Facebook. Go into your Facebook account. Go to the top of the page. There's a search box there. Type in the search box. Type in 1982 Astros Alumni. The show page will pop up there. Send us a friend request, and we'll confirm you as a friend. And that way, whether you're on Twitter or Facebook, you won't miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? I've been sending out show notes on both Facebook and Twitter about 2 hours before the show. And then I send another little bleep out just before I go on the show, about 10 minutes before the show. So that way, there's something new that I'm trying. I'm trying to attract some more listeners, trying to grow a bigger audience, which is everyone's goal in radio, is to attract a bigger and add to your audience each night. I'm here Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 7, only a half hour, guys, and no shows on the weekend, okay? All right? So thank you guys again for listening to the show, those that are listening in via cell phone and those who are listening via my show page online on the Internet. The call-in number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. A little bit of news before we get into the show. I know I talked on yesterday about this guy, Chad Johnson, or Chad Ochocinco, as he was formerly named. This guy's just he's just seeing now his whole world crumble around him. Now, he just got married. I know now this is a fact, 41 days ago, which is a little over a month. He got married 41 days ago. Last week, he got arrested for domestic violence where he headbutted his wife, gave her a 3-inch gash on her head. And then once he got out of jail, he just signed a contract with the Miami Dolphins, and Miami basically fired him. They cut him, which means they fired him. Okay, and so now he doesn't have a paycheck coming in. And then they had a reality show, and we just found out today that the network canceled the reality show that he was on. So this guy's world is falling apart in front of his eyes. In front of our eyes as we speak, because of a headbutt to his wife. He headbutted his wife, and that's making him lose millions of dollars. not, you know, not thousands like maybe us, but he's losing millions of dollars. And that's a problem, okay? So somebody going to have to keep an eye on this guy and, because you never know what people may do, knock on wood, that he wouldn't do something as drastic as a suicide or something like that. But sometimes people are way up on these pedestals, and they fall so far that they feel like it's no coming back. They'll never be as high as they were, and they do something drastic. But we won't, you know, we're definitely not looking for that. But you know, that's it's sad to see that he wasn't grounded enough. He didn't have that found. He does not have that foundation under him to help him to understand mentally that you can't do things like this. Mentally, that was mental. The headbutt was mental. It was, you know, the physicality of it came afterwards, but the headbutt was mental. That was something you thought he should do. I should headbutt this girl. He headbutted her. That was a mental thing. The physical thing was the actual banging of the heads. Okay? So, you know, that was something mental that he couldn't, you know, get past. You go out there and headbutt some guys on the football field. That's why you have helmets on. Because there's going to be some head knocking. Going to be some headbutts. You do that on the field. You don't do that at home without helmets on. Yeah, it would have been different if they both had helmets. You know, if they both had helmets on and they were headbutting each other, and she got a gash on her head. That's different. You know, hey, you know, Officer, so we were playing around. We both had these helmets on, and we were just butting heads with each other, and bang, she got a gash on her head. I didn't mean to do it, but that's what happened. That's a different story. But when you just headbutt somebody like you're in a wrestling ring, that's just terrible. Another bit of news before I get into the show. You guys, some of you older heads out there listening to the show, you remember from the show Welcome Back, Carter, a TV sitcom with the Sweat Hogs, Horseshack, the guy with the crazy laugh, Horseshack. Horseshack died today or yesterday. What have you, he died today. But anyway, we'll lay off of that. Lay off the news, let's get into the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in, weigh in on the subject if you want. Or if you just want to call in and say hello to me, that's fine as well. Today's episode is, now, Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the professional law firm of CPA on Duty, 770-732-0244, 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal accounting, personal taxes, whether it's corporate accounting, corporate taxes, those guys at CPA on Duty can help you. All right? 770-732-0244. Now, the title of today's show is called How to Naturally Lower High Blood Pressure. And again, the show is How to Naturally Lower High Blood Pressure. Now, the reason I'm doing a show about this is because, you know, you guys know I've been going back and forth to the doctor over the past 9-10 weeks for my Achilles. and they took my blood pressure a few weeks ago, and it was right at the just above normal. What that means is, you know, I'm right there on the edge of normal at high. Okay, so now I'm starting to do things naturally to lower my blood pressure, to lower it. Okay, and there are some people out there that have high blood pressure. There's some people out there that are on blood pressure medicine. And there are some people out there that don't know that they have high blood pressure and need to get it checked. And I tell you, please get it checked, because, you know, if not, you're laying yourself out there, and you're risking a chance of, you know, having heart disease, or, you know, or a stroke or something like that. And knock on wood that nothing like that happens. But I think you should go out there and check it and get it, have it checked, and make sure that it's not high. And if it is, start to do something to bring it down before the doctors will put you on the blood pressure medicine. Because once you get on the high blood pressure medicine, you do not get it. You do not come off of that medication. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. How to naturally lower your blood pressure, or how to naturally lower high blood pressure. Okay. I pulled an article off of WebMD about this, and I wanted to share it with you guys. Every now and then I'll do a show like this, and that's to educate my folks, my listeners, on different things. Excuse me. And that is, and the reason I do that is because some things are pertaining to myself and you and kids or elderly people, anyone like that. And my show is spread over a lot of different people, white, black, you know, I got Hispanics that listen to the show, people from Mexico that listen to the show. I know that. Africans that listen to the show, people that are not originally from Africa that listen to the show. I know this, and I'm going to put things out there like this. You know, maybe on a weekly basis, at least once a month, to help us out. Now, this is the reason I said naturally lower high blood pressure, because this is actually five lifestyle tips that you can use to naturally lower high blood pressure. It's not any medications or anything like that. This is just something that you can add into your lifestyle that'll help you lower your blood pressure. These things will bring your blood pressure down. And the article says, and I'm pretty much quoting the article. It's not, you know, these are facts. It's not something that I pulled out of thin air, okay? Adopting a healthy lifestyle is critical to preventing and treating high blood pressure, which in turn reduces the risk for heart disease, kidney disease, and stroke. Okay? Remember that. It reduces your risk for heart disease, kidney disease, and stroke. Not only can diet and exercise lower high blood pressure, but it can also make your blood pressure medications work better. Get that now. Diet and exercise not only lowers your high blood pressure, but it can also, for people that are on blood pressure medication right now, diet and exercise will also help your medications work better. I mean, don't you want your medications to work better? You think that you're just sitting around and taking your blood pressure medicine, that's going to that's, you know, the medicine gun do it all. No, I mean it keeps you going, it lowers it, but if you add in a little exercise and change something about your diet, that'll help the blood pressure medication work even better. Says, how much can lifestyle changes help? Well, the treatment of high blood pressure off this, you know, they offer the National Blood Pressure Committee has a chart to help you make healthy lifestyle choices, and I'm gonna share that chart with you. The chart shows lifestyle changes that can reduce systolic blood pressure. That means that's the top number in a blood pressure reading. You know, they have 132 over 88, stuff like that. So that's the systolic blood pressure is the 132. That's the high number. That's the top number that they tell you. So by lowering your systolic blood pressure, your diastolic blood pressure will likely come down as well. So if right now you're 132 over 88 or whatever, this chart will help you bring it down, bring the high blood, the 132 down, and it also that'll also change the lower number, the 88 or whatever. That'll change that as well. This is the chart. The lifestyle change that you need to do, the first one, and these are five ways. The first one is weight loss, losing weight. The recommendations are normal BMI, which is a body mass index. And the body mass index is a measurement of the ratio of height to weight. So your body mass index, you can figure that out. I'll tell you that as well. It's 18.5 to 24.9. That is normal. Okay? Normal. And the way that you calculate BMI is you can multiply your weight by 705. Okay? Multiplying weight by 705. Your weight in pounds by 705. Multiply that by 705. Then dividing that by height in inches twice. So if you say 6 feet tall, what you do and you say 200 pounds, you'll multiply 200 pounds by 705. And that'll give you approximately 14, 10 or something like that. Okay? And then more than that, 14,000 or something like that. I'm not sure, but you get it, right? Multiply your weight by 705. Then dividing by your height. Say if you're 6 feet tall, you divide 6 feet into that number twice. You divide it twice into that number that you got by multiplying your weight times 705. That's how you get your body mass index. And normal body mass index is 18.5 to 24.9 is the highest. Okay? And then it says the systolic blood pressure reduction, which is that top number, as much as it's going to bring it down, is 5 to 20 points per 20 pounds lost. So that means that if you start losing weight and you lose 20 pounds, okay, then that's going to bring that systolic, that top number on the blood pressure, that's going to bring that down 5 to 20 points. That's huge. That's just weight loss. Okay. Now, the next lifestyle change is following the eating plan, following another eating plan. You can change your diet. A diet high in fruits, vegetables, low-fat dairy, and low in fat. So, anything that's low in fat, stop, cut down on your fat intake. That'll lower, you know, if you add fruits and vegetables into your diet and start drinking low-fat dairy products, start using low-fat dairy products. That'll lower your systolic, which is the top number on your blood pressure. That'll lower it 8 to 14 points just by eating fruits and vegetables, okay? Sodium and salt reduction. Limit your sodium to 2,400 milligrams per day. Now, all this milligram stuff and all that, I'm not good with that. But if you lower your salt, if you reduce your salt intake, that'll probably lower your systolic rate 2 to 8 points, okay? Exercise, 30 minutes of physical activity most days of the week. That means if it's 7 days in the week, if you exercise for 30 minutes a day, 4 out of those 7 days, that'll bring your systolic blood pressure, that'll reduce your systolic blood pressure 4 to 9 points, 30 minutes a day, 4 days a week. Who can't do that? Exercise. Reducing alcohol consumption. This is pretty big as well. There's a lot of people out there that drink and have high blood pressure. Limit alcohol to no more than 2 drinks per day for men and no more than 1 drink per day for women. Okay? And a drink is defined as 12 ounces of beer, 5 ounces of wine, or 1.5 ounces of 80 proof liquor. All right? So men need to limit their alcohol to 2 beers a day, or 10 ounces of wine a day, or 3 ounces of 80 proof liquor per day. That's what you need to limit your alcohol intake to. Women need to limit theirs to 1 beer a day, or 5 ounces of wine a day, or 1.5 ounces of 80 proof liquor, if you drink liquor. That'll reduce your systolic blood pressure rate, which is that top number, 2 to 4 points. All right? Remember that. And the guidelines recommend people with high blood pressure follow the DASH diet. If you already have high blood pressure, you need to follow this diet. And I'll shoot that to you real quick. We got a couple of minutes left in the show. 7 to 8 servings per day of grains and grain products. These can include breakfast cereal, whole grain bread, rice, or pasta. 7 to 8 servings per day of grains and grain products. 4 to 5 servings of vegetables. 4 to 5 servings of fruit. This is per day. 2 to 3 servings of low-fat or non-fat dairy foods. No more than 2 servings per day of meat, poultry, and fish. No more than 2 servings. 4 servings of nuts, seeds per week. 4 to 5 servings of nuts, seeds per week. Yeah, I used to eat a lot of, and I still would if I buy them, a lot of pecans. I love pecans. Okay. 2 to 3 servings of fats and oils. You know, 1 teaspoon of margarine, 1 tablespoon of salad dressing or mayonnaise. 5 servings of sweets per week. Only low-fat treats like sugar, jelly, or sherbet. 5 servings of sweets per week. All right, guys, so that's that. I hope you got something out of it. I did. And if you want a copy of this, you can go on WebMD and just type in the search box how to lower high blood pressure. You can type that in on WebMD, and it'll give you the same article. And you can read it, and you can start to get into some type of diet. Start eating more fruits. Start eating more vegetables. Daily. All right. So thank you guys for listening to the show. I appreciate it. Love you guys. Take over. watch your family. Take care of those guys. Take care of your family. Work. And everything will be okay. Join me again tomorrow. 23 and a half hours. Love you guys. Take care.
Sorry for the times that I left you home. I was on the road and you were alone. I'm sorry for the times that I had to go. I'm sorry for the fact that I did not know that you were sitting home just wishing we could go back to when it was just you and me. I'm sorry for the times I